Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Mwah, Cynthia Kiss.
And Cynthia, you sound a little different today.
She's a touring girly, and she left her microphone in Winnipeg.
So. Oh my God. Are you going to be able to get it back?
Oh yes, we're on it like a bonnet. Okay. I've just shipped it back to Vancouver, hometown glory, because I just keep moving around. I'm too booked and blessed.
We're
in Edmonton, we're in Calgary, we're back in Edmonton, then we're back in Calgary. I'm bopping back and forth to Calgary to do Badlands opening for Lights and Chromeo this weekend.
Oh my God.
It's fucking huge. So, but we're bopping around a lot. So for me to ship the mic somewhere, I was like, I can't, you know how inconsistent shipping is, right? They say one day. So I just was like, just send her home. But yeah, I'm on my phone today. Sorry, SQ Cuties, if I sound a little weird.
You'll sound like Jimbo in that first interview we did with her.
No, I don't think so, because that was with AirPods, and this we're going sans Bluetooth. So I hope it's a little nicer than that.
Okay.
Nothing. Well, no shade against Jimbo. No shade.
We like a crisp, clean sound. Yes.
I actually shout out Jimbo in my performance on the Voss tour.
It's Jimbo. Wow.
And the audience loves it. I get to feel like Jimbo for a second, Juice.
You get to feel that rush of super fame.
The clown. Feel the clown.
Wow. I love that. But yes, very exciting. You're touring a lot. Are you doing anything for the premiere of Canada's Drag Race season 3?
Watching.
You're going to be watching. Cool.
I'm reviewing with my girl.
I'm going to be with Irma Gerd. Irma Gerd. Is that how I say her name?
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm going to be with Irma Gerd in Newfoundland at the Rec Room. Yes.
I love Newfoundland.
Yes.
I can't say it enough.
Newfoundland. I'm super excited. I'm so geeked about it. We leave literally in 2 days. By the time you guys will be hearing this. Have I been before? No, this is my first time.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
So if we have any SQ Cuties who are listening, actually, this is going to be premiering, I think, the same day as the show.
Hey!
So if we have anybody in Newfoundland, I'm going to be at the Rec Room tonight. So if you want to see me and Irma Gerd, please pick up your tickets and I will see you there.
And one day Juice will learn how to say her name.
Irma Gerd.
Try not to think of the meme. Just think of it, like, look at the way it's spelled and just be like, Irma Gerd. Irma.
All I want to be Irma Gerd. Like, that's how I want to say it.
I watch you, like, tighten your mouth while you say it. Irma Gerd.
Oh, my God. It's so weird to say. I'm calling her Irma, and, like, that's
Irma.
It.
Exactly.
Irma. Big Irma. I'll be like, hey, girly, Irma. Mm-hmm. I'm calling her girly the whole time I'm there. I can't do it.
Well, we love a plug. Go check out Juice.
Yes.
Here in Newfoundland. It's worth the trick. Worth the trip. And then, we're so excited for season 3. So we're actually doing a little bit of a switch up with the format this week on Semi-Qualified Queens.
Yes.
As we've talked about with our fast approaching Canadian season, we're shifting gears a little bit.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be introducing a new segment called 7 Minutes for All-Star 7. So we're going to dedicate 7 minutes of the episode just for All-Star 7. So we can still continue on with all of the dedication that we've given to the season. But we're so sorry, but our Canadian girlies have to take priority.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a quick little 7 minute segment on it, and then we're going to move on. And this week we'll be reviewing the looks of the promo for Canada's Drag Race.
Yes, I've been seeing them everywhere. The algorithm is telling me there is a new season approaching. Every app I open, I'm seeing season 3. So those promo looks haunt you for life. And so I want to get in on the fun. I want to tear them apart.
I want to talk about it.
Fucking tear them apart. Each feather by feather. We are season 3 trolls. None of us are on this season, and we're going to go in, girly. We need to make enemies.
I can't wait to be subtweeted millions of times by each one of these girls. Can't wait. Hi, Fierce Delicious, if you're listening.
Hey, Fierce. Oh my God, it turned on my Siri.
Oh no, is your Siri listening?
Oh my God, my Siri just turned on because I said it. It sounded like it said, hey Siri. Ooh, dangerous. Good to know for the pod.
Is your sound still working? You're good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we're going to start our quick, I'm going to start the timer. We are going to go in really quick for 7 minutes of All-Star 7. And yeah, let's start now.
Boom. Okay, the episode. For starters, this is clearly two worlds of media clashing heads. It's classic TV meets TikTok, and the maxi challenge just got somewhere swirled awkwardly in the middle. Don't you think?
I hate it.
It was really weird.
I hated it. This was, I think, my least favorite maxi challenge out of the entire season. And I really think, I'm going to rant, I really think it just shows how out of touch the people who were making it are. Like, they really were just like, we're going to latch on to this TikTok thing, but also branding. And it made no sense.
The branding thing stuck out to me because it was like there was a lot of airtime of everyone just talking about their respective brands. So yeah. It was as if the story producers were like, yeah, let's like make it feel like TikTok. You know what they do on TikTok? It's just all branding.
Yeah, like it just... but it's like, no, like if you want to make a viral TikTok dance, just make it a viral TikTok dance. Like just do exactly. that. Mm-hmm. I would have preferred that if they're like, we want you to make a viral TikTok dance. You know, and that was a thing, and they just had to, they were given their songs, and they had to make a viral TikTok dance to that song. It was such a weird mashup of things. I could not stand it. I literally watched the dances, like, with rage in my eyes. Like, I hate this. Mm-hmm.
I didn't have rage, but I had, like, secondhand embarrassment. Like, mm-hmm. when they were, before, like, the portion of the episode when they had this the little faux cell phone on the screen to show the portrait
oh my god, cringy.
Those were one thing, but I actually found the instructions even more awkward. Like Shay's, when she first started, I was like, oh, I feel bad for you. Like, they're making you do this weird ass challenge in this white room, and it's just like, be funny, go. And some people make it work, and I don't know, it just was it was kind of a hot mess for me.
I feel like if they really wanted to, like, do this challenge and go for it, like, they could have done it in a way that was a little bit more like TikTok. Like, have them do the dance, like, really slowed down and then do the full dance and actually do, like, a TikTok dance. Like, the only ones that looked like TikTok dances were Monet's and Shay's. That's it.
Yeah.
The other ones were just, like, goofy, funny...
So strange
things.
So very, very, very strange.
Yeah. You could tell who had never opened TikTok in their life.
Oh, yeah. to them, that's a song by Kesha.
Yeah, you could tell Raja was just like, I don't know what this is. And I don't want to.
I listen to Very That sometimes, her podcast with Delta, and she'll talk about, like, I've listened to her journey with TikTok go from, ew, gross, TikTok, like, how gross, I hate that app, to then watching it, but never, I think, like, creating the content. I think she's an observer of the content, but that doesn't always translate, and I found, like...
But you can observe the content and never get the dance stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Like, I can see Raja's For You page, there's lots of crystals, there's lots of manifestation, there's lots of meditation, and then there's probably, like... I would say, like, a few, like, silly, funny things, but
you're seeing this video for a reason.
Yes, a lot of those. Like, I think if there was ever a dance video on her For You page, I think she would, like, take the time to press on it and press, I don't like this.
Me too. That's so me.
Yeah.
I just find the dancing a little, it depends, because I love drag, and so there's, like, an intersection with the dance videos going in on my feed, but for the most part, I like fucking, like, life hacks and comedy on my TikTok.
Cooking and dogs.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
And thirst traps.
I feel like I liked one thirst trap today. It was a guy flexing, and he was wet, and he had abs, and then it ruined my whole algorithm for the whole day. It was nothing but thirst traps with, like, 4 likes. I was so mad. I was like, no, give me my dog videos back. No.
No, TikTok, please.
No, why did I like it? I should have just watched it. Why did I like it? But.
Always troll.
No. Sorry. That's okay. Yeah. It's 7 minutes. We got to keep it tight.
Tight. I'm learning.
Let's go to the runways. What was your... Give me your top 2 runways.
Ooh, top two, Jinx and Jada. I think their reveals were so impressive, but particularly Jada's, because she had the art of like adding like headpieces and things that really transformed each look into its own actual like unique look. It didn't look like reveals. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they can look a little lumpy.
Yeah. No, they were all a surprise. Like, I didn't see any of them coming. And I agree with Jinx's look too. The art nerd in me loved all of the like the Klimt. Is that how you say his name?
Klimt, and then Warhol, and then Monet, and beautiful. Then I can't remember the first one. That must have been Picasso.
Yeah. And I really did like Shay's too. I like Shay's a lot. And I really enjoyed Monet's because it had like a beautiful message to it. But I feel like if Shay's was more like Jada's or Jinx's, where it had more of those very obvious reveals, she would have won.
True say.
Yeah, because I felt like her dance was the closest to a TikTok dance. Like, in my mind, at least, that's what it should have been. But did you agree with the winners?
I mean, Monet listened to RuPaul, so she's going to be biased at that point to be like, oh, great, you did my idea. Like, you did, like, a money thing. And it was still very entertaining. I think, like, Monet caught the, like, harmony of, like, comedy and, like, the dance aspect. So I got it. I thought it was a cool win for her. And then the lip sync, the spoken word.
I was so happy.
That was so cool.
I want you to picture this. Picture this, okay? No one has a subscription. It's on Out TV. We all have to go to a bar to watch this. There's hundreds of people sitting in the bar watching this episode of Drag Race. And she says, a monologue from Designing Women. You hear a collective gasp over the entire crowd. And then it starts and everyone loses their mind and then watches Monet absolutely eat it up. Like, imagine that magic would have been if, like, people still really went to bars to watch the show.
I know.
Right? Like, that would have been wild to see. But I did love the lip sync so much. I wish that there was more spoken words.
I agree. I thought it was a really cool challenge to take on because some people cannot do that style of lip sync very well. It gets clunky.
And Monet ate it up. Like, oh, yeah, so
all day.
Good.
All day.
Before we move on, because we've hit our 7 minutes, but I want to ask, before we move on, if you had to do a spoken word lip sync, what would you do?
Oh, I see. You think this has nothing to do with you. You go to the back of that closet and pick up that lumpy blue sweater because you're trying to tell the world you take too seriously. Say what you care about what you put on your back or whatever it is. The Devil Wears Prada one.
Oh my
Meryl.
God, that would be a good one.
I did it before. It's really good. It's really good.
That's really good. I think that would be an amazing one to do. I can't think of one that I would do.
You should do... Oh, I don't know, something from like Sailor Moon.
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde.
Yeah, Legally the Blonde, scene. The courtroom scene where she's talking about the perm.
Theoglycolate. I can't.
Yeah. Mush. that would be it. But that's our 7 minutes. That's our 7 minutes of All-Star 7. Ding, ding, ding. It was a great episode. I'm lying. It was my least favorite episode of the season.
Ooh.
I didn't like it, but it's not any of the queen's faults. They were excellent. They were amazing. I just didn't like the challenge. I found it to be boring.
Yeah, that's that.
That's me. That's that. And now a word from our sponsor. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Now, going north of the border, going back into our home country.
our to talk neck about of the woods.
Canada's Drag Race season 3. And for our Quebec listeners, trois.
Roll your R's. Not trois.
Trois? How do I do it?
Trois. You have to roll your R. It has to like roll at the back of your throat, like trois.
See, it's one of those... That explains why I can't speak French. I couldn't even get to three.
Yeah, un, deux, trois. Because if you say trois, it means you.
Oh.
Yeah, well, but if you say trois, it's three.
Well, if Fierce is listening, that's still correct, because it is, we are talking about season you for her.
She's going to subtweet you and be furious.
You know what? I'm ready for it. I love Fierce. I actually think she's really, really funny. I met her for the first time, like, officially during Pride this year. Mm-hmm. The girl's hilarious. I like her energy, and I know she's going to bring it this season. So I cannot wait to talk about these looks.
Well, you know what? I'm not like other girls. I'm worse. if she has not put on that on a t-shirt yet, and I am shocked, I would buy that.
Yeah, why hasn't she done that?
I don't know.
She needs to talk to us girlies.
So Fierce, if you're listening, I want you to come on over, get the t-shirt made. I want it to be like, what would be a great color for Fierce? Not black. Don't make it black.
The lavender that she's got on the top of
oh
her.
Oh my god, yeah. If she did it in like a purple shirt, mm-hmm. and it her in this outfit that says, I'm not like the other girls. I'm worse. Oh my god, I would buy it. The fuck out of that. Okay. So with that being said, should we start with Fierce then?
Well, let's just dive in any old which way we want. Yeah, let's do it. Let's start with Fierce. Yeah. What do we think of Miss Fierce-alicious, her look?
I personally really enjoy her look. This is made by, I know the outfit is made by Evan Clayton, but the wings, yes. I'm not sure who made the wings. It might have been, who does Plastique stuff? V Monique?
Yep.
I think V Monique made the wings.
Really?
Yeah, I think I saw that. Don't hold me to it, but I think V Monique made the wings, and I know Evan Clayton made the outfit. Did you just burp?
Yeah.
Hot.
I'm drinking beer.
Oh my god, beer?
I know.
Oh, well, I really enjoy it. She's got a beautiful body, so it's incredible for her to just show it off. The wings are gorgeous. You know I'm a fan of wings. I literally walked into the workroom wearing wings. Yes. The color looks great on her. The only thing I don't really enjoy, and I said this on my stream that she got really mad about, was
oh yeah,
she's so pretty that I don't like that her hairline's so low. I want to see more of her face. So it's just like, I don't like how everything's kind of like going down on her and on her face in a bit, because I feel like she's so much more beautiful. But I think that's the only thing. Yeah.
Mary, that's not a forehead. That's a three head.
It is a little smaller, yeah. It's little smaller.
The baby hairs take it to teeny tinyville, and I just think she's got... I want to open up that gorgeous, immaculate face, and that's what we're saying here. You're so beautiful. Don't hide it. Don't hide it.
Don't hide all that beauty, Fierce. We want to see more of that beauty, you know? So, but I'm a really big fan of it, and head to toe, it's one of those things where she thought about everything from the nails to the earrings to the details of the crystals on her eyes into everything. So I think it's beautiful. What are your thoughts?
I think she killed it. If you look at her wings, they're a gradient, just like the gradient happening behind her on set. Like, she is the color palette for the photo shoot. So it's just like, it's almost like it was working around Fierce. So that's such a pussy power move. I like everything but the baby hairs.
You agree that it's pulling her forehead down a little bit.
Deep agree. Yeah. But otherwise,
beautiful.
Very fun.
Yes, and Fierce is someone who's been performing in Toronto for quite a long time. She's very talented, very sweet. And she's going to be funny. The drama.
Yes, they said drama this season. No boring drama. Shit. None of these girls getting along, having too much damn fun. You need to hate each other in the workroom.
Because what is it? Season two was
two
a slow,
is a slow burn. Taking its time on the world.
Turn. Right on. So moving on, what about Miss Jada Shada Hudson, the turn-up queen of Toronto?
Jada Shada Hudson. I'm very excited. She's just like amazing on TV. Sometimes she could be like team too much for me, where I'm just like, whoa. But then you end up being like, no, she's amazing. Why did I doubt that for any second? Mm-hmm. But this look, I just think maybe it's because like the hair and the feathers around her hair are the same color. Like, I feel like something's not framing her face a little bit. Like, I wish there was just some sort of punctuation around the hair, because it's all yellow. That's all for
like
me.
Just to make it a little different?
Yeah, because I'm looking at it and I'm like, it's almost like I'm hunting for her face.
I'm screaming.
I'm like, Jada, where are you? And that's where I think that's the thing about drag. Sometimes it can just be so maximalist.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure I can see the gorgeous mug. So maybe like a different tone of yellow, like a highlighty yellow would have just maybe remedied that for me. But overall, that's pretty fun. Apparently Eve 6000 designed this.
Then
Eve said it didn't look like the followed design. She was being shady. So I was like, wait.
Oh.
Did you?
Eve? Shady? No.
I know. Very out of character.
Very out of character.
But what do you think? Do you like it?
I love it. This is very Jada. Like, yes. Jada is someone who I've known for a very, very long time. I have been a Jada fan for years. I remember from season 1 to season 2 to season 3, I have been like, anytime somebody asks me who I want on the show, I always say Carlotta Carlisle or Jada Hudson. So mm-hmm. I'm so happy that she's on. Everything about this outfit is like Jada if she was on Drag Race. So for me, it makes sense. You know, it's just like if Jada was on Drag Race,
she is.
Yeah, she said, I'm on Drag Race. This is what I'm going to wear. She'll literally wear this to a show and do a number in it, you know,
absolutely.
And she'll turn it and she'll look incredible. So I'm a big fan. I love the feathers. I actually really like the hair. The hair is actually made by Perla.
She's so talented.
Yeah, Perla from Toronto did the hair. So I enjoy the hair. I do agree with you that maybe if it was a different tone of yellow, it would pop out a little bit more. But I don't know if I would necessarily like that, because I sort of like how every piece of yellow in this is the exact same. So if the hair was a different yellow, I would feel sort of like, why is that different?
I would love to just see like even like a photoshopped version of that hair, like jet black or something, and see if it like.
I was literally just about to say jet black. No
Twinning.
I was gonna be like, how cute would it look like jet black? See, I don't like what the lighting did to her face, though.
Well, that's quite often the case in our
I don't like
shoots.
Yeah, but her makeup, and Jada's the kind of girl where she doesn't do a whole lot with her makeup, and her makeup looks really good here. And she's been doing, I think, a lot more to her makeup now, so she looks really good.
That's a cool way to say she's gotten better at makeup. She's doing a lot more with her makeup.
She's
now,
doing a lot more,
as in more correctly.
Jada was never a makeup girl, but when Jada gets painted, like, Jada's beautiful, you know. So I think if Jada like really takes the time with her makeup, she looks very stunning.
When Victor Peters painted her, I was like,
oh, and you could tell she was like, she felt pussy.
Pussy.
She felt pussy. So that's Jada. I'm a huge fan of Jada. I'm very excited for her.
Team Jada. What do we think of Bombay?
Miss Bombay. This outfit's really cool. And it's not what I'd expect from a look. Like, she literally looks like a bird.
Yes.
But I love that it almost looks like, what is it? Like, the way that she did the sleeves looks like it's, I can't think of it, but you know, like the back of a lizard,
an iguana,
like how they have that like spine thing. It almost looks like those on her arms with the feathers coming out of it. And like, I love the way that she did the poof on her head. It's definitely a look I don't think many people could wear and pull it off, but it feels very authentic to the way that Bomb does their styling. And Bomb's like a newer queen.
How long have they been doing drag?
Bomb's a newer queen, eh? I think Bomb's really only been doing drag maybe 2.5 years.
Fierce.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about them. I met them during Pride as well. Very, very fun.
Very fun.
Cool energy. Always like very big proportions, and they're so tall and lanky and just like skinny mini that it's fun to see like them not shy away from like going huge. Like we'll bring up certain queens where it's almost like the opposite problem, where it's just like, no, go bigger, Miss Mosu. But for now, it's like looking at this, it's like so fun to see it like go like so big.
So big.
But my only question, how do we feel about the blue face and then none of the other skin getting
being blue?
Yeah.
It's not my favorite thing in the world.
That's the only thing that I think's a little interesting. I was almost like, couldn't we have just done like actually blue tights and gloves? Like,
yeah.
She probably could have just painted her chest and the rest could have been assisted by fabric, no?
Yeah, no. I think so. But I kind of, for Bomb, it's one of those things where it's just like when I see just the face being a different color and the rest of the body not, I almost don't care.
Like it more.
Yeah. Well, not even like it more, but I just don't care. It feels more like a stylistic choice, and it makes sense to me. And again, it's one of those things where I don't think another queen could do it, and I would like it as much.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels very authentic.
Silhouette's there for me. Color palette's just a little
weep, woop,
because we've got like weep, seven colors going on.
Yeah, it's like, and it is also green, just a bodysuit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It is also kind of only a bodysuit, but I like it. I do like it. Bomb, if you're listening, I like it.
We love you.
Love
cutie out of drag too. Saying it.
Bomb, if anybody wants a good laugh, follow Bomb on Twitter, because Bomb
They're
is
funny.
So funny and really reveling in the trade of the season feel.
I love it.
Loving the whole like, oh yeah, I know I'm attractive out of drag. Like, yeah, you want to flirt with me? You want to send me dicks in my DMs? I love it. I'm like, go
it's
off.
It's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cute. I say get it, girl.
Yeah, get it. Who's next?
Oh, yes, Miss Mosu. I love Miss Mosu for so many reasons. Mm-hmm. I think she's very, very clever. I've always loved to see how she can, like, brand anything. Wasn't she, like, selling soaps at one point?
She ran a flower shop with her ex-husband.
Yeah.
And
she's just so interesting to me. Like, I love how she tries all these different, like, ventures. And so for that, I always respect when someone puts themselves out there and tries some new stuff. I think for this promo shoot, she could have tried a little more eye makeup.
Just a touch.
Because, where is it? Where is it,
Juice? It feels like the light blew out a lot of the eye makeup, but I will say, after knowing Mosu for a number of years, this is a beautiful makeup for Mosu, but it is also like, this is as much makeup as she tends to wear. She doesn't wear a lot.
Yeah, and I think this will be a fun queen to follow post-show too, where it's just like, you see yourself on TV and you just catch yourself from new angles that like are only privy to six cameras being on you at the same time, and you realize how you can just
this
change
is,
a
this is you
couple
softly
things.
Saying I can't wait to see her glow up. That's what you're saying.
it's already started.
She's looking gorgeous. Yes,
she reposted her promo look in blonde hair, which is a great pivot, and she did a way more fierce like angled smoky eye, and I was just like, bingo, that's all we're talking about now, we're good.
Big bang boom, that's all you need.
Some
I will
people are
say,
mispronouncing her name, apparently. She's been posting videos on how to say her name.
It's Miss Mosu.
Mosu.
Mosu. Yes, and it means in Portuguese, because she's from Lisboa, Miss Boy. But I've heard Mosu in another language means booker?
Yeah.
So then call
or like
her
a
Miss Booker?
Or there's a version of it, if you mispronounce it, like moku or something, that's when it becomes the word booger, I thought.
Okay, like moku is booger.
I think so.
Two white people. Yeah, this is just two white people trying
themselves.
To figure things out.
Yeah.
But I will say, speaking of branding with Mosu, so Mosu's another one of them that I've known for a number of years. This is Mosu's another Toronto queen. Fact number one, Mosu and I met on a film called Monster Mash, where I was the makeup artist and Mosu was playing Jesus.
Because they had really long hair, right?
Super long natural hair. And they were playing Jesus in this like horror movie, but they were like in costume at a party. So we met, lovely, everything. And then I slowly started to know her as she started to do drag. But Mosu is one of those people who has so many connections.
So connected, girly.
She's so connected that when she started drag, she kind of just never had that, like, phase of, like, having to do open stages or having to do those, like, shitty gigs. And she might have, and I just don't know of those ones. But the image that she always put out there was success. So she always had very good gigs, and then she got the brunch gig at the Gladstone Hotel, and she was always very successful, and she really made something, and she made a beautiful career. So it's very exciting to see her on Drag Race now and really take that next step. So very exciting, Ms. Mosu. Just wanted to get, you know, sing your praise a little bit. But the outfit.
Oh, totally.
What do you think of the outfit?
I don't like it.
Really?
And if I sing it, it's less mean sounding.
Do you not like it?
It.
Tell me why.
I think sometimes things like feathers, plush fabrics, things that have a little bit of a nap, a long hair to them, can just, if you don't place them in a strategic way, they can kind of morph the silhouette and make you look bigger than you are. Mm-hmm. And I think because the entirety of the jumpsuit was covered in feathers, I would have gotten a little more engineered with the placement of the feathers on, like, hip bones and, like, shoulders and bust to give you, like, these notes of, like, ooh and ah. But when it's the whole jumpsuit, I kind of start to feel like, oh, it's almost just, like, too much of it. I would have loved to just taper back a little bit. And the dark hair was also a thing I just didn't like.
Mm. That's fair. I love her, though.
You're so right about the connected thing. So
oh,
I'm like,
she's so connected. No, so talented. Lovely. And such a kind, lovely person.
So fucking funny.
But so soft at the same time. But what I will... Speaking of soft, what I will say, I really like the outfit, personally. But I like it because, and I know this is going to sound bad, and Mosu, if you're listening, I don't mean this in a mean way in the least bit. I actually really enjoy it. I like that she kind of looks like a Muppet.
I was thinking that too.
Right? She kind of looks like a Muppet, but for me, that's like camp, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I think, like, that's so camp for her to walk out looking like a Muppet, but still have this, like, sexy arm come out of it. I will say I agree. I think I would have preferred a blonde with it because everything is so bright and colorful that I would have preferred maybe a blonde or a pink or something more of a yellow tone to sort of go with the rest of it. But I'm a fan of the outfit. I like it.
I want to try it on. I feel like it'd be really fun to wear.
Oh my God. I think,
you know,
to dance in?
It'd be so fun. To dance in?
It'd be so fun
to dance in. So fabulous. Mm-hmm. And I love how she's holding a bird. So it kind of looks like she's like flipping the bird.
Do you think that they gave her that bird or she brought the bird?
Well, in her Instagram post, she had a little bird ring. Now, was that on the yellow glove? And then this was...
given to her?
Post-production. Mm-hmm. We got to find her. Next time I see Mosu, I'm going to ask. I want to get the tea on this bird. If it was real or if that was superimposed.
What's the bird's name? What are we feeling about the bird? Mm-hmm. Speaking of birds...
ooh.
They're all birds. Shall we do halal?
I thought you were going to say chaos.
Oh, let's do chaos.
Because chaos is like, to me, the most bird.
It's the most bird.
The most.
The most.
They have a beak. Like, it's...
It's
a lot.
It's really... And okay, so here's the other thing. So remember when I thought everybody hated me with me and Fierce's feud?
Yeah.
So, Chaos was one of the people...
getting yourself in trouble.
When I was getting myself in trouble because I was talking about people's outfits, Chaos was one of the people who messaged me, who watched my stream, who explained to me their outfit. So, apparently, there was some things cool. Apparently, some things had happened with Chaos's outfit to the and why it looked like this. So, I think this was a lot of the last-minute decisions. I will say, I'm not a big fan of the outfit, but I'm only not a big fan... because I think it's very much like Audrey Hepburn. Take one thing off before you leave the house. I feel like one thing should have been taken off. And I
Coco
think it,
Chanel.
Was that Coco Chanel? See, I'm fucked. But I think one thing should have been taken off before walking on set. You know?
Yeah.
Like just one. Because you still want the chaos of it all because her name is Chaos. But I think just one thing, if it was like maybe the neck piece, maybe the hair was a little bit more pared down, maybe the, I don't know, the shoe, maybe the makeup was different. Just mm-hmm. one thing, just one thing. But yeah, it's not my mm-hmm. favorite look.
I'm looking at it and I think, is it the black? Like, was that just like one too many colors for this where it's just like.
Do you mean the black feathers or the black nose?
The palette, like that choice of color, like have they never gone deeper than like navy? You know what I mean? Instead of black, like have they just swapped some of the contrast? Because you've got blue, you got orange, you got yellow, you got black, you got kind of a green lip going on. Like there's quite a few colors. And so I think in some ways that's part of the visual complexity we're looking at. Plus mm-hmm. Chaos has a notoriously quite the paint, quite the visage. Like their mug is in itself like very, very big and bold.
Yeah.
And also incorporating all those colors. It's like, is it just team too much? I mean, I think that's what we're saying.
It's team a lot. But I will say, do you know with her makeup?
It's cool. I like it.
I like her makeup. It is really cool. It's fun. But speaking of glow ups, because everybody has a glow up post show, we all kind of go through a small little glow up. I feel
any day
like
now for me.
It's going to happen. I really believe in you. I feel like her glow up on her makeup is going to look so cool.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like whatever it's going to evolve into, I think it's going to look amazing. You know? But yes. I'm excited for her. She's fucking hot. Holy shit.
I was just going to say, it's between Chaos and Bombay for trade of the season, because both of their content, especially Chaos, I feel like they do more content on Instagram out of drag than in drag.
Yeah, I agree. But I like the tattoos and the kind Simple. Of like, yeah, so that
the piercings.
So that really does it for me. Bomb is more a sister. Bomb feels more like a sister to me.
Chaos feels like Bombay is very cute.
Bombay's very cute, but she feels more like Mike, because I've known Bomb for a while. She feels very sis. Chaos feels very like daddy. Hi, daddy.
And they're cousins with Beth from season two.
Like actual cousins, do they just call each other cousins because they're
No. Like same like families.
oh my god, wow.
Yeah.
Oh my god, like, that's wild. It's like literally
families doing this show together. I think it's so interesting. Chaos was in Calgary when we were there to open for Voss, and it was so cute to see the two of them like record a little viewing party video
That's
together.
So
Beth was like,
cute.
Okay, so like this is how you do it. Like we're gonna say like this night at this time. And then Chaos is like, wait, what? She's like, no, let's do it again. Like we didn't get it right. It was like the cutest thing
your,
to observe.
Your Beth impersonation was top tier. That was 10 out of 10. I wish everyone could see the way that Cynthia's mouth moved, but it looked like Beth. I saw Beth. I saw Beth in a white twink. Oh my God.
Beth was there. Beth was there. It was the cutest. So I think it's a fun storyline that I'm sure we may or may not really dive into. I mean, Beth Alina was there for episode one, but I think it's a cool, like, I don't know, jumping point. Like, hopefully Chaos doesn't go home the first episode either. Breaks the family curse.
No, break the curse, Chaos. Break the curse.
Break the curse, Chaos.
But you know what, Chaos, if you do go home first, you can be in the First Out Alliance, our special little club.
It's really cute.
You know, we'll make a little group chat. It'll be cute.
I love what you've done with the place.
Thank you very much. So who should we move on to?
Who's our next victim?
Who's our next victim?
Shailzon LaRue. Let's talk about her. I actually ran into her during Winnipeg Pride, and she didn't tell me she was on the show.
Are you joking?
And it got announced like 48 hours later, and I was like, I literally just went back to the story she tagged me in, and I was like, girly, let a sister know, get the inside scoop.
Yeah, like we're sisters now. And she was like, no, bitch.
Yeah, she's like, I have trust issues.
Yeah, she's like, trust, absolutely not.
No, go away, white girl.
Go away, white girl. I'm screaming. I love the way she talks.
She has a beautiful, like, what's it called? Like, cadence to the way she speaks. It's always, like, no fucks given.
But very, says, like really slow and sexy. Yeah. I could listen to her talk for hours.
Oh, my God. We got to have her on the pod.
Oh, I would love that. Oh, my God. Let's
and
have...
she's 22. Holy moly. She's only 22 years old.
You're joking.
Yeah, they're eight. Not joking.
Oh my God. Is it, what's their pronouns? Do we know?
That's a really good question that we should get familiar with.
Oh, they're two spirit. Like, she, yeah. Oh, he, she, they. Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
All under the sun.
All of them. So what are your thoughts on the outfit? We've gushed about how beautiful she is. We've gushed about the delicious, slow, sultry voice. What do we think about the outfit?
So I know this is me throwing stones from glass houses with my promo look because mine was almost record-breakingly one of the most simple.
Very simple.
Very simple. So if what I'm about to say, do as I say, not as I do. But it's like, for me, I look at this and I think the stonework, as I've zoomed in on the bodice, that got a little lost. Mm-hmm. Whereas like the gradient of the feather, that has visual impact. So it was almost like, if we just could have gotten a little more of that around the décolletage, like the neckline, mm-hmm. I think it could have been like a home run for me. It just, because it was like a tube top style with mm-hmm. no embellishment there, no like corseted bust. Mm-hmm. It just felt a little short for me. I love the braids. It's totally paying homage to her culture. The wrap, I'm sure I'm getting the term wrong, but the material she's posing with, like mm-hmm. that too looks like a tie to First Nations culture. So the fact that she's able to do this in such a chic way in the color palette, I commend. I think it looks great. I just want to give it that little bit of like zhuzh around the neckline because she is such a beauty. Mm-hmm. And I think it would take it there. What do you think?
I agree. I love the pink thing that she has, especially with the all the material and all the like the almost like tassels that are coming off of it and the way that she moves with it. The hair is beautiful. The earrings are gorgeous. The mug is stamped. Like she's the mug, gorgeous. Oh, she's beautiful. Oh my God. The mug is absolutely beautiful. And that's another one where it's like, she's so beautiful now. Imagine what she's going to look like in a year. Nuts, you know? But I agree. I wish that it was shorter because I like the feathers. Yes. I wish it was shorter and that it was brought up and it was corseted. Like that, it's a very classic drag look with the corset with the feathers on the top and the bottom. It's very classic, but it's good. It's really good and it looks great. And I think she would have looked incredible with it. For me, I just think that it looks really, like, I don't like that you can see the pulling. I don't like that you can see her corset underneath. The stones are so concentrated and then there's none everywhere else, you know? Yeah. So if it was like that and there was maybe feathers on the top, I wouldn't care as much because then it would make a little more sense. But because it just kind of leads to nothing, it just falls a little flat for me. But
I would like to welcome her to the gray legs tight.
No, does she have gray legs?
Yeah.
I can't see the photo I have. I can't see the legs.
I'm zoomed in. They are not a skin color.
I saw the legs and they were gray.
Yeah. And the shoe is, I would have gone for that magenta color one last time.
Or like what color is her shoe?
Like a very pale pink, teetering on white. Teetering on white. Mm. That's Chalaison.
Chalaison? Chalaison Larue? By le.
She lays on. The couch.
She lays on. Where should we go to next? What about Miss Halal Bey?
Yes.
Who is part of the Bey family.
Oh my God, fun.
Bombay.
Like Bombay?
Halal Bey.
How am I just realizing that?
Yeah,
oh my God, I didn't realize
family.
I didn't realize Bomb Setla, their last name was Bay. I thought that just there was one name like Cher, like Bombay.
Like Cher.
Bay.
Bombay. That's why I was saying Bomb.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, Bomb's fun. So it was Bomb's like the first name and Bay's last name. So this is Halal Bay.
That is so cool. I'm really into this. Is Halal our first bearded contestant?
So Madame Madness is the first bearded queen to be in the Drag Race franchise, and she was on season one of Holland. This is her.
The doors she opened. Fierce.
And then we also have Oh my God, what's her name? She's on France right now. She's a bearded queen.
Yes. I was going to say, I thought I saw someone in the international seasons. Mm-hmm. But it's cool to see that Halal now gets to be... It's like it's almost becoming this like cool, just, you know, other facet of drag that we get to see. There are so many queens out there in the community that I see with full-time facial hair. And so it's cool to get it just to be another accessory. It's
yeah.
like diet.
And she gets to look hot out of drag when some of us just look like thumbs.
Yes.
You know, yes. She gets to have facial hair and have accessories on her face when some of us who could grow a beautiful mustache decide to just be a dainty little girl and look like a thumb out of drag.
I will forever love your transformation, though. And
thank
so I
you.
Think that's a huge part of it.
Oh, yeah.
But what Halal is doing is also super exciting and fabulous. Mm-hmm. What do we feel? How do we feel, I should say? How do we feel about this look?
I don't like it, and if I sing it, it makes it
sounds less
better.
It's a wackadoo outfit.
Yeah.
It's a little, it's like a cage match meets lobster,
Monsters, Inc. birds crab. Escaping from a cage.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it is. Like, if you really look at it, it's two birds on her hands. And the cage is broken, so they're broken out of the cage. Like, I see the concept.
Mm-hmm. It's giving Monsters, Inc.
Yeah,
Inc.
But it's, like, I think it's outfit you have to look at too long to understand, you know?
Yes.
It's very, like, when Michelle says, if I have to think about it too much, no, you know? It's very much, like, I want to just look at it and go, oh, that's what it is. I feel like I had to stare at it for, like, 10 minutes and be like, oh, I get it, you know? So...
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes mm-hmm. simple is the better route. And here, it's almost like we had two separate costumes. I think the blue could have been its own story, or the yellow and pink. Mm-hmm. But all in tandem, baby girl, mm-hmm. I gotta take a seat.
Well, it's also, and also the length. I don't enjoy that it's a T length. Like, why isn't it
trend
a full
alert?
Gap?
Skirts that are
too long. Like, I feel like it should either be to the floor or a lot shorter. You know, I don't really like where the length is. And it almost feels like the top is really broken apart, but the bottom is like only a little bit has a dent. So it's like, why isn't the bottom more broken apart? You know?
I agree. How the yeah. hem has a tape around the hem. Why isn't there a tape around the bust? Hello? Why?
So, yeah, I feel like I got the concept. It's just not my favorite execution, mm-hmm. but I'm excited.
It's not your jelly. It's not your jam.
Yeah, but I'm excited for everything she's going to do. I know she's a very political queen. She's someone who's very outspoken about politics and where she sits on things. And this is an incredible platform for Halal to have, to be able to give a bigger voice to... the things that she wants to talk about that are all extremely important. So I'm excited to see everything that Halal's going to do with it. Did you see one of her dresses inside the preview?
No, which one?
Well, she has a dress in one of the previews, and it has like a message on it. I can't remember exactly what it said, but it's a beautiful gown, and she does it right there. She walks onto the runway, and she just has something written on her. So it's in your face, and you can't get away from it, you know? So I'm excited to see everything that Halal's going to do with that. And she's very nice. I've known Halal for Halal, another Toronto queen. This is a Toronto's Drag Race.
Hey.
Yeah, so
it'll have drama.
So I'm excited. I've known Halal for a really long time, and she is a very kind person, very sweet person. I'm excited to see what she does with this.
Likewise. What do we think of Giselle Lullaby?
What do you think of Giselle Lullaby?
So I know for a fact this is going to be one of those divisive looks for us because...
No, do you like it?
There are parts of this that I really vibe with. Okay. I think it could have used an edit, but there is that part of me that loves like the kooky fashion looks. And I thought the bow, like, it was so close to being something, like, really, really chic. I actually think she lost me with, like, the patent pleaser. I think it was so close to being something just, like, Haider Ackermann, like very, very high fashion, dare I say. But then the pleaser brought it back to like, drag, you know, like the clurb. And the so, clurb. I don't know, like the Obi belt is so cool. I actually think the sleeves are kind of fantastic. I kind of do wish she incorporated a little more feather for the theme. There actually isn't feather. It's gathered tulle in lieu. But then, and then the hair, they actually, I found the designer and I saw this at 360. It's so much more beautiful from behind. It actually looks like a bird, like in its own beautifully sculptural way. The wig artist. So it's tricky. It's like for promo, you're so straight on that it's almost like we didn't get the full fantasy of this wig. And I don't know if it traveled perfectly. It looks a little crushed.
It does look a little crushed. It's like Bosco, where Bosco's looked really simple, but Bosco's entire back was corseted and her butt was out, but that you only saw the front. So it's, it might be something like that. Because I personally hate the hair, but maybe it's because I can't see the art that's in the back of it. But I think that's a little bit of a poor choice for a promo, because you don't want to be worrying about what's on the back of your head. You want to be worrying about what's in the front.
100%.
You know, and I feel the money maker. And I feel like all of these things sort of slipped out. It looks like something about Mary when she picked up the, you know,
that, but like 17 times.
Yeah, just she kept doing it. So it's, I'm not a big fan of the hair. I am a big fan of Giselle. Giselle, I really enjoy. Very sweet, very talented, so good, is going to be amazing on the show. I can already feel it. But I don't think it's super divisive, because I do agree with you on a lot of those things. I like a lot of these pieces separately, but together I think is a little like, you know, it's just a lot. Like,
really funny in interview though. They're going to be really fun.
Oh, she's going to be so fun. She's going to be great. But this is another one of the ones where I was like, let's take one thing off before walking on set. Just one. Just
to
one.
To quote Courtney Love, take one thing off before you leave.
To quote Mother Teresa.
You're all born naked and the rest
is drag. The rest is drag, yeah. That's exactly.
Juicebox, our quoting queen.
Mm-hmm. Just getting it all right. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. What about...
The girl you can't say, Irma Gerd.
I was literally... You read my mind. Let's go to Irma Gerd. Irma... My mouth tightens. Irma Gerd. Why can't I say it? Irma, if you're listening, I'm so sorry.
New York.
Irma Gerd.
Irma Gerd.
Oh, my God. What do you think? Tell me what you think. Tell me.
The hair is very cool. Mm-hmm. I thought she went there. I love this fusion of, like, the bang getting to transition to almost just like classic Hollywood, but as it swoops up, it's literally like a bird's neck beak. Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
The dress itself is a tad, I'm losing some of the detail because it's a little dark. Mm-hmm. It's a very dark, dark, dark purple, like an eggplant. And I can see there's some sort of feather on it, but juice due to the dark nature of the fabric, I can't see it. So that's where it's like, oh man.
Irma Gerd. I do want to hate it, but I like it because it feels Tammy Brown to me. Like, it feels camp.
Hot.
You know? But at the same time, it looks like a design challenge.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see where we're saying that.
At the same time, it looks like they had a design challenge for the promo. And she said, I'm going to make my outfit. I'm going to hot glue it together. You know, so it's, but then in the same hand, it feels like she's a campy, fun girl. So it almost makes sense to look like that. Like, if it looked super glamorous, I don't think it would read as camp, you know?
Totally. We're figuring out who she is, like,
right off the bat.
Seconds. Absolutely. Yeah.
Especially with that fucking hair. Holy shit.
Totally. I think she's going to be really fun this season. I cannot wait. All interviews, she likes to take the piss at everything at all times, which, like, it's a girl after my own heart. And I can't wait to see just, like, their whole run.
She feels like a walking dad joke.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, her name is literally a walking dad joke.
Like, yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I'm actually going to be with her tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry, I yawned. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No, she's not yawning. She's not yawning. She's crying. She's
crying. I'm so excited to be with you, Irma.
Seeing her tonight.
I know. I can't wait to sit with her and her to be like, so you don't like my outfit. And I'm going to say, I said I wanted to hate it.
I didn't hate it. I wanted to hate it.
I wanted to hate it. It just looked like a design challenge. And you know how good I am at design challenges.
That's the thing about semi-qualified queens. Don't follow us, but do as we say.
Yeah.
Next
and it
we
is
have
just fun.
Kimmy Couture. Mm. I want to talk about Kimmy.
Kimmy. This is, I think, one of my favorite outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think just because it's like, because I feel like a lot of them speak very true to who the queen is, but there's a lot of missteps, you know, there's a lot of outfits that I don't necessarily really enjoy, or they feel very clubby, when hers feels very like pageanty glamour promo look, you know, and Kimmy's a trans woman, we love that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So exciting.
We have a trans woman on the show. Yes, very exciting. And Kimmy, I don't know if anyone here has seen Kimmy perform, but Kimmy, oh my God, eats it up.
Too good.
She will devour. Kimmy's very much like she's like the Georges of the season. Like if anyone is going to go against Kimmy, it's like, sorry, bye.
I would never want to.
Oh,
I would
no.
be looking like, I'd look like Taylor Swift next to her, just like gangly, just like.
Yeah, I would look like Shrek. I would look like Shrek with a human hair wig. Like, my God. You know, but I really like the outfit. I think it's beautiful. I love the yellow. I love the headpiece. I love her hair. I think she's a lot sexier than the photo they chose. I think that they kind of gave her like a deer in headlights kind of photo. And I think that she's a lot more beautiful. Like, why did they pick the photo where she's just like, you know?
It was her test shot.
Yeah.
Like in America's Next Top Model, Tyra would be like, this was your test shot.
It's like, why did you pick the test shot?
This was the only photo we could find.
The test shot. You're so fucking ugly.
You're so bad at modeling, which I'm sure isn't the case for Kimmy. I'm sure
no.
she gave many options, and I agree, Juice. I'm not quite sure why it's that look, but
yeah,
the dress. I love the fact that she's able to incorporate volume, but then also a lot of skin for such a petite gal. Like, she's somehow showing a lot of skin. It's like the headpiece and the train. It's very, very cool. And I love yellow.
It looks like a Teletubby.
A chic Teletubby on the Vegas Strip.
Yes. A Teletubby decided to transition, move to Vegas. It was Poe looked at her and said, don't you just want to try hormones? And she said, yes, diva. Screaming. I love that. But yeah, big fan of Kimmy. Really excited.
Next, we have Lady Boom Boom.
Oh, Miss Lady Boom Boom. She's beautiful.
I am just going to say it. She's got me, like, kind of mesmerized.
She's pussy, bitch.
Yeah.
Pussy.
She's cool. Like, she's cool.
Oh, yeah. And look at the way her face is just sitting. She's so hot.
I know. She's like,
What do the shoes look like? I can't find a photo of the shoes.
It's like a beige.
It's like a beige?
A nude. It's like a nothing perfect stiletto.
Like, oh, just like just a like... pump?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. She's so hot. Mm-hmm. Do you know she sort of looks like Isis in the face.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited totally for her really to get Isis's stretch. Lips. You know? That...
Oh my God, I've seen them in person. They are luscious.
They are soft and delicious.
Yeah. They're couture. They're custom made.
Mm-hmm. And out of drag, she's another cutie out of drag.
This is what I'm saying. Like, this is what I mean. Like,
have you seen
the Lady Boom Boom sensation? Have I seen?
Oh yes, my God.
I've gone back to search and Reese. I'm like,
it's the tattoos and the. How tall is she?
I don't know.
I like guys my height. How tall are you, Miss Boom Boom? Let me know.
Tell us how tall is Henry?
Yeah, how tall is? Oh, is it Henry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, hot. We're thirsty.
Langlois. I don't know if I'm
saying Langlois.
Their last name. Yeah,
Langlois. But yeah, makeup beautiful. The outfit itself. I'm a big fan of feather like this. You know, mm-hmm. is this ostrich feather? Or
correct.
Marabou, is that the word?
Yeah, I think it's ostrich.
Is it ostrich?
I could be.
I love that so. She is just absolutely coated in it with the matching jewelry. The makeup is perfect. I will say the only thing I wish was a little different was I don't enjoy the red and orange because it's not tied in anywhere else. Like, I wish that there was just a little bit more of that yellow up in here. But, you know, but...
You know why she didn't do it?
Hmm.
She ended up looking like lemon.
Oh my God, so true.
She probably literally designed it and she was like, I cannot. I'm going to look like that lemon bitch from season one.
Limon.
L'orange instead.
Put that l'orange dans mes cheveux.
S'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît. Yeah. I'm a really big fan, though. I've never seen her perform or anything, but she gives me very sex siren, so I'm excited to see sort of what she does. What about you?
Gorgeous. Have not seen Lady Boom Boom just yet hit the stage, but that means this season, I'm sure we'll get a chance to see her thrive. And yeah, it's like pure sex. I feel like we haven't had like a sexy queen in a second. Like,
I was only there for one episode. So.
I was just going to say, I was like, this is like the juice box frequency. And
she
so
gives
I'm excited.
Me very my energy. Yeah.
Yes. It's you know? The bare leg, the tats, the just like, I just think it's going to be really fun to see them in action. Cannot wait.
Yeah, I'm going through her Instagram. What a twink. Oh my God.
I know. Those eyes, those beautiful, beautiful eyes.
I know. Anthony, bleep this out. She has cock-sucking eyes. She does.
Oh my God.
She does.
I've heard of like dick-sucking lips, but cock-sucking eyes.
Cock-sucking eyes, yeah.
So that just means it's like big eyes to just like make contact with when she's sucking your dick.
Yeah, to look up at you.
I can actually see exactly what you're talking about. You're not wrong.
Oh my God. Anthony, I don't know if that's too dirty to keep in. Let's, I don't know. No. But anyways, big fan of Lady Boom Boom. Really, really enjoyed that. Her and her big, big eyes.
Her big eyes. And then last, we have a girl from the West Coast, Victoria. Yes. Miss Vivian Vanderpuss, who I had the pleasure of working with during the viewing parties. During my season, I came to Friend of Dorothy's and had a viewing party with her. She is so talented. She curates her drag in this era of like retro, mod, fashion that just, she's just so committed to it that it's a real treat to watch. Mm. And she is a talent when it comes to wigs. Like, she can make these fluffy, huge, curled, stacked on stacked units, and I always love to see what she comes out with.
Now, is she the one who was doing Jimbo's makeup and styling a lot of Jimbo's hair?
She's definitely, I know for a fact, done hair for Jimbo, maybe makeup, and they're both on the island, so it could really make sense. She's one of the best on the island, aside from Jimbo.
I'm a big fan. I really enjoyed her. Yeah. I got to meet her once when I was doing It's Just Drag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was doing It's Just Drag with... were you on the island or were you just in Vancouver?
I just did the mainland show. They didn't bring me to the island.
So
yeah, I wasn't on TV yet.
They bring me now, bitch. So I was screaming, Tommy. So I got to meet her very briefly there. She was very sweet, very kind. So I'm really excited to see everything she's doing. She was dressed, I think it was her, at least. She had a Victorian sort of look on. She had this huge Victorian wig. And
Yeah,
she was great. She was great. She was really sweet. Full concept, yeah. She was really, really sweet. Very fun. This look is my absolute favorite out of the whole thing.
Oh, yay. Cute. Yeah, it's very Jane Fonda 9 to 5.
Oh, my God.
With ostrich feathers.
Yeah, it's not giving me bird, but I don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
It's like the construction of the whole thing is incredible. The face is beautiful. That fucking tight curled wig that looks like a dome. So stupid, but I'm obsessed with it.
She's amazing.
She's so good.
The curls. She knows how to curl a wig. I'm telling you, like, it's because she knows how to do it herself. It's so well constructed. Like, the hair for me takes her on this like level that like it intimidates me. I'm like, oh my God, you look so amazing. I wish I knew how to style wigs like her. She's so talented.
I wish I knew how to give her money to style wigs for me.
Right?
Yeah, because I would never want to learn how to do that myself. I would just pay her. But she's incredible. I'm so excited to see what she does. Yeah, really big fan. Mm-hmm. So that's...
I think she's going to go far.
Real far. I would be shocked if she didn't. Shocked.
Anytime I've seen her, she just is like, I don't know, she just is so out of the box. I was shocked I hadn't seen her on the show yet. I actually was almost, I was prepared to see her on season 2.
I heard rumors she was on my season, and then I heard rumors she was on season 2. And then I think like Jada and Vivian are the two that I've always heard rumored to be getting on the show. And I think season 3 was just their moment, you know?
Yeah. It's time.
It was time. And I'm so excited that they're there. And it's going to be such a good season. It's going to be so good.
It's so good. The trailers that's come out. I know they are definitely pushing the drama. It is reality TV.
Yeah.
And we all really do love that. Like, I think there is something to be said about a tame season. As lovely as it is to see people get along, we're feeling that on the All Winners season. It's kind of fun when you just get to see some people really put some skin in the game and like are there not to make friends, that classic trope on reality TV. They're here to win.
Well, that was really shady of you, and you just lost a friend. Shout out Miss Fierce Delicious again.
Shout out. I love how she has chopped every frame from the trailer and made it into like separate content for her social media.
Oh, she's smart. She's so fucking smart.
So smart. She's the TikTok queen.
Yeah, and she's doing YouTube videos every week for her looks too. She's smart. She really knows how to brand this and make. I think Fierce is going to be a big star out of this. She's going to be very popular, and she's going to make something really cool out of this. Jada too. I think Jada is going to be so famous. So famous. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I agree.
So give me your top two of the whole thing.
Top two looks.
Stricking just on the looks.
I like Miss Fierce Delicious because of all that body and Kimmy.
I'm gonna say Vivian and Kimmy.
Cute.
Yeah. I love that. We did it.
We did it. I'm so excited to start reviewing a Canadian season. I feel like it's our own little family. You know what I mean? There's a lot of Drag Race out there, but like we've said, we have a lot of Canadian listeners, and it's like, yeah, let's just like share the love. And maybe we can get some of these girlies on our show and hear from them. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be so cool. I would love that. I hope that will work out. We're gonna see what we can do.
Yeah, if not during the season, we'll definitely get a chance to sit down with all these girlies. Like, it's like 12 new sisters.
Mm-hmm. And if we message them and they act too famous for us, we'll just tell you guys.
Oh, we will let you know.
We'll be like, well, we wanted to interview Irma Gurr, but she said, I am much too famous for this. Absolutely not.
You got my name wrong one too many times.
I'm screaming.
Holy smokes, Juice. We talked about All Stars, All Winners, and the cast of Season 3, Canada's Drag Race. These episodes are getting beefier and beefier, but that's all for this week. If you want to catch us on our social medias, you can follow us at Semi-Qualified Queens Pod on Instagram and at SQQ Pod on Twitter. If you want to hit us up privately, our email address is semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com. I'm Cynthia Kiss.
And I'm Juicebox.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Bye.